I'm pleased to be joined by Peter, who is the CEO from the Lighthouse Furniture Project. They have been guests in the studio before, and Peter's going to explain about what they do. So very good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Your organisation, the Lighthouse Furniture Project, how did it actually come to be?
So it actually began through a local church called King's Church wanting to support the community and spoke to Brentwood Council and said, how can we help? And basically it began through them working with them to clear properties that had been vacated by tenants, but they'd left their furniture behind. So the furniture was too good to be thrown away. So for 10 years, they did that with the horse bucks at weekends. They were given some garages by the council to store the items and then redistribute them. And then after 10 years of doing that, so in 2004, that's when Lighthouse Furniture Project began, with some funding through the National Lottery and a few other places to be able to operate from our site in Talon Road, where we have now two stores, two units side by side. And we've been there ever since, growing and increasing in capacity to be able to help as many people as we can.
So basically, what it would be, if you're at home now and you're thinking, oh, I might need a new sofa or the washing machine, I want to upgrade it, I've got a kettle or a lamp or bedding and things like that, rather than you taking them to the dump when they're perfectly, absolutely fine, or trying to sell them on eBay where you've got a lot of, you know, people that don't turn up and it's a pain in the bum, they can actually get in contact with you guys, and that furniture actually goes to people that really need it.
Yeah, so we offer a two price system on all the main bits of furniture and things like that as well. So there is a low price, and then there is a lower price for those that are on means tested benefits. So we're open to the general public. We have lots of people that come in because they don't want to buy new. They don't want to create and infect the environment by the making of new items when there's plenty of reused items that are available. But we are so fortunate that the local public and the residents in this area donate some just amazing items that allow us to really then bless, because they are items that we know are going to last. You know, we get solid oak furniture, we get really good sofas upholstered items, we get great tellies, you know, washing machines, fridge freezers. We have enough to kit out our whole house. But we are able to offer that at a low price, you know, particularly through the cost of living crisis at the moment.
Yeah.
Where we're all looking and going, where's our money going? You know, we get that washing machine that breaks down and it can't be fixed and we can't afford, you know, it's going to cost us more to fix it than we can afford. But we've got ex-hot point engineers, and we've got a rigorous process that things get tested through. We give all of our large appliances a 6-month warranty, and all of our small electricals get a 3-month warranty. But they will be like half the price of a new item.
Yep. So, and that is open to everybody.
That is open, yep, to everybody. You know, everyone can benefit from that low cost. And what we're trying to do is help those that are struggling even more because they're on a means tested benefit of some kind.
Yep.
Or even if they come and you don't fit in that threshold, but you're still just on that low, you're on a lower wage, that means that your money is tight every month. Come and have a conversation with us, because we want to help people as much as we can.
And as you said, it's open to everybody. So if you are on your benefits, you can come in and you get a lower rate. If you're not on benefits, and you know we're all struggling at the moment, if it's something like a washing machine or something like that, for a lot of people at the moment, if it breaks down, you can't get it repaired, you have no washing machine because people don't have the spare money at the moment, but you can still go along and you'll still be able to buy things at a reduced rate. You don't have to take any paperwork. You just can go in as a general member of the public and have a look around.
Yeah.
People are moving into, as you said, like properties, and they've got absolutely nothing. They can come to you and have the whole place kitted out.
Well, obviously we've got the stuff to be able to do that. There's something called the Essential Living Fund that people can refer to, which we are the provider for in this area. So they can access support through that, and we will do our best to help. You know, the Essential Living Fund might provide, for example, a bed and a cooker, but actually, if you've gone into somewhere and you've got nothing, it's the little things like the crockery,
yeah,
like the toaster, the kettle, the the bedside cabinets and lamps to go beside the bed.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things that, if you know, we will try and do our best to help where we can. We are, like every charity, struggling at the moment, but we've got these real opportunities to be able to collect more. And one of the reasons for coming on today was to talk about the fact that we now have, we're working with Essex County Council, and we've got donation points at the recycle centre and household waste sites. So the site at Coxdye Green, when you go in, you will see an area that's got the floor painted green. You've got some flags up to show that to do with Lighthouse. We are aware that people want to donate their items, but they can't always schedule it into our, you know, we have two vans that are going around collecting all the time. If we can't get it in the time frame that they need, and they want to donate it still, and they're able to take it to Coxdye Green, there is a point there that they can leave their large electricals, their washing machine, if it's something that they think could be fixed, but they can't do it, and you've decided to buy another one. Then that's a place that you can drop it off, and we will collect it from there.
Mm. If not, they can get the, as you said, you do have vans, and they can go to your website, which will give out details, and they can arrange for it to be picked up.
They can either email us on admin@lighthousefurniture.org, or they can phone us on 01277 222050, and we will book in a collection. We are inundated, which is great, but it does mean that people are having to wait a number of weeks before it gets done. So if that's something that you can foresee and you need to do, book it ahead, and we will try and fit things in where we can. We're diverting from landfill, you know, we're diverting between, you know, around 250 to 300 tons of items plus a year at the moment. Our final figures will come out at the end of January, when it's our end of year. But we're doing as much as we can to divert those items from landfill. This opportunity to divert even more from the sites by those donation points, and just to say, we're doing this across the county. So the idea being that we've got one here in Brentwood at Coxdye Green, but we've also got one in Harlow, one in Chelmsford, and we're going to be increasing them.
Yeah.
And that just gives us more items to fix, to be able to then reuse, to then provide for as many people as we can. At the moment, we have a demand for bed bases of different kinds. So whether they're metal or wooden ones, what we're finding is mattresses, unfortunately, because of what we have to adhere to for trading standards, if they've got stains or marks on them, we haven't got the facilities to do a deep clean of any kind and then leave them to dry out because we've got a very limited amount of space. So we're not really getting many mattresses through. So people are buying new mattresses, of which we provide a low cost version of that. But it's the bases that people need for them to put them on. Yeah. You know, if anyone's got a bunk bed that they've taken down, you know, bunk beds are always in demand for people that are in crisis, get moved into a flat or something, and they've got a number of kids or whatever. It's just a functional piece of kit that allows them to utilise their space as effectively as possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are... You know, every item we need, you know, there'll be we'll have times when we get short of sofas, and then we'll get a glut of them, and then, you know, wardrobes, and then we'll get a glut of them. And so it's always worth phoning up and asking if there's anything that we need in particular. But at the moment, definitely bed bases. If you've got spare bedding, you know, that sort of thing, just something that allows us to, when someone buys or gets a bedding pack with, they'll get the duvet, and we can put the sheets and everything else in as well. So, you know, if you're going through your stuff at home and your bedding things, then that's something that we could really do with.
Yeah.
And again, we got, you know, crockery sets, tables, chairs, sofas, you know, the works, you know, anything that will allow us to provide these items that make a house a home.
Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, it's about you feeling and having somewhere that is safe, that you feel that you can be at home and relax and all those different things. You know, it's interesting, isn't it? People will talk about tables and chairs and say, oh, well, everyone sits on the sofa and eats now. But for somebody who's doing homework, a table is absolutely crucial. It's those little things that we might not think about the impact of a simple item. If you're not sleeping properly because you've got a mattress on the floor and you haven't got the bed base, if you're not sleeping properly because you've got an old mattress and we are able to support them by them being able to get a low cost new one or whatever it is, you know, it's like if you had a couple of days where you don't sleep well, how deprived you feel and how exhausted you feel. It's about making sure people can sleep well, can have the means to eat well, and do those things. One of the things that we're trying to look at the moment is if people have got a slow cooker or something at the back of their cupboard that they don't want.
Yeah.
When people are on a budget in terms of how they cook, people are having to look at the ovens that they have and go, how much is it going to cost me to heat that whole oven up to do a meal? How could I do that more cost effectively? Mm. That is sometimes what's now dictating what we decide to eat.
Yeah.
You know, so if you've got a spare crock pot or something that can, that means that the energy that's being used isn't going to be as great as that, then, and you've it's surplus to requirements and you can want to donate it. That's the sort of thing that would be really helpful at the moment.
Yeah.